The result was a reminder that for all the apparent political energy on the left, hardcore liberals don't necessarily have the numbers to win Democratic primaries. See also Bernie Sanders, who did not win the 2016 presidential nomination against Hillary Clinton. In November, Cordray will face Republican State Attorney General Mike DeWine, who also easily fended off a primary challenger. It will be a rematch of sorts. DeWine defeated Cordray for his current position in 2010. There was no obviously radioactive candidate in the Indiana Senate primary, where Republicans chose Mike Braun, the CEO of an auto parts distributor, over two sitting members of Congress. Braun spent millions on ads depicting himself as a political outsider, though he previously served in the state legislature. His opponents scurried to position themselves as the most loyal to Trump. One candidate, Todd Rokita, campaigned with a cardboard cutout of the president, while another, Luke Messer, wanted to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. In this and other Republican primaries, the candidates have clearly concluded that Trump boosterism is their base voters' overriding priority, more than any particular credential or policy stance. But members of the Republican Congress, which many Trump backers blame for stalling the president's agenda, are a tough sell even to their own party these days. In Braun, Washington Republicans hope they will have a nominee who can contrast favorably with the Democratic incumbent, Joe Donnelly, by running against the mess in Washington. It is a testament to the distinctiveness of the president's personality that Trumpy or Trumpian has become shorthand for every exaggerated or outlandish political gesture, from not-so-veiled racism, Blankenship, to affection for dictators. Kucinich has met repeatedly with the brutal Syrian leader Bashar Assad, to questionably gained riches. Braun's company is accused of labor violations. Voters of both parties remain annoyed with the corruption and disarray that they perceive in Washington, and both parties are in the throes of identity crisis. But that doesn't mean they're just going to go for, as one Republican congressman put it, the craziest son of a bitch in the race. The opening round of primaries showed that Democrats and Republicans alike might be looking for something more prosaic, candidates who can follow the traditional rules of politics and, hopefully, win.